Dating for Introverts. A dating and romance guide for introvert men and women. A concise guide to understanding your introverted partner and maintaining a healthy relationship. Written by Russell Adamson. Chapter 1. Start with yourself. Before you begin dating, take some time to work on yourself. Building yourself. Confidence, improving your communication skills, and focusing on your interests and hobbies can make you feel more comfortable and confident when you start dating. Confidence is attractive, and when you feel good about yourself, it shows. Moreover, having hobbies and interests of your own will make you more interested to your date. Improving communication skills is another crucial aspect of self-improvement when it comes to dating. Clear communication is essential in any relationship, and by improving your communication skills, you can better express your thoughts and emotions to your partner. This will also help you to understand your partner's needs and expectations better, leading to a stronger and healthier relationship. When you take the time to work on yourself before dating, it can have a profound impact on your confidence and self-esteem. When you feel good about yourself, it shows in how you carry yourself, communicate with others, and approach situations in life. Building self-confidence can be achieved through various methods, such as engaging in positive self-talk, setting achievable goals, practicing self-care, and surrounding yourself with supportive people. Having hobbies and interests of your own is also important when entering the dating world. Pursuing your passions can bring joy, fulfillment, and a sense of accomplishment, which can enhance your self-confidence and make you more attractive to potential partners. Becoming more talkative and humorous can be challenging for some people, but it is not impossible. Here are some tips on how to improve your conversation skills and sense of humor. Start with yourself. 1. Read and learn. Read books, articles, and watch stand-up comedy that are funny and witty. It can help you to develop a sense of humor, pick up new words and phrases, and learn how to construct a joke. 4. Use humor in everyday life. Try to find humor in everyday situations and use it to connect with others. It can be as simple as making a witty comment or finding a humorous angle to a mundane situation. 2. Observe and listen. Pay attention to what other people say and how they say it. Listen to their tone of voice, body language, and the words they choose. This will help you to learn how to communicate effectively and develop your conversational skills. 5. Be yourself. Don't try too hard to be funny or talkative. Instead, be yourself and let your natural personality shine through. People are more likely to appreciate you for who you are than someone you are pretending to be. 3. Practice, practice, practice. Practice speaking with others, even if it's just small talk. The more you engage in conversations, the more confident you will become, and the more comfortable you will feel in social situations. 6. Take risks. Don't be afraid to take risks and be bold in your conversations. It can be intimidating at first, but it's a great way to develop your conversational skills and sense of humor. Improving your talkativeness and humor is a process, not an overnight change. With practice, you can enhance your social skills, connect with like-minded people, and benefit from personal growth. It's important to invest in yourself before dating to build